Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 17th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot. Thank you for being here and let's get started. What does collective need to hear today? We have the Nine of Cups reversed, the Four of Cups reversed, the High Priestess reversed, Four of Swords reversed, Two of Cups reversed, and Judgment upright. So I'm seeing a lot of emotions right now. I'm seeing that maybe your foundations kind of feel lifted. You kind of feel like you've had to start over again and again and kind of sensing this inner conflict. Maybe conflict with others as well, right? That Two of Cups reverse energy is about this exchange of emotions, being like, you did this, and then they say, you did this, and then you're both like, well, no, you did it, right? So it's kind of like this conflict is like, I feel like, is either culminating, like it's going to happen, right? Some kind of like outburst, or it has already happened, and you're kind of dealing with the repercussions of that, the after effects of this energetic exchange. The Nine of Cups reverse to me is always a good card, right? It's known as the wish card. Because it's reversed, I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're having difficulty right now seeing how much you have. You're having a difficulty stepping into gratitude, this awareness of what you have right now state, right? I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're just like in the conflict, but your intuition is getting stronger. The High Priestess reversed to me is always about intuition, upright or reverse. Reverse, I feel like you are learning how to retrust your intuition. Maybe it's been some time that you haven't really... I kind of sense that maybe you've been practicing using your intuition, but then after some time, after dealing with these changes, restructuring, you've kind of put your intuition not in the driver's seat, right? You're kind of putting it in the passenger, like, okay, yes, but you come second. The thing about intuition is that it's that first instinct, right? Instinct and intuition, it's like that inner knowing, like you just know. So I feel like you're learning maybe the hard way. When you don't follow your intuition, conflict can arise. This exchange of ideas or energy that you didn't want, that is not fruitful for any of the parties involved. I'm seeing that there is this kind of disconnect from the appreciation of what you have, right? And that can be mended with meditation. I feel like maybe you're not feeling grounded right now. The Four of Cups reverse energy. Maybe you're seeing that the things that surround you, the emotions that you've been in are not good for you, right? You're kind of looking for change. And you're starting to kind of seek your way out towards this freedom that you're kind of wanting, right? And with meditation, I feel like that's really going to help you get there. And that's really going to help you heighten your intuition as well before engaging with others, right? I'm kind of seeing that maybe you haven't been giving yourself what you need, or you kind of had a hard time deciphering what you need right now. But I feel like just slowing down is going to be a really good first step. The Judgment upright, I'm seeing that you've kind of had a hard time, right? But I feel like the hard time has kind of been like your own doing. Like you've been building this maze, but you're at the center of it. So like you're trying to get out, but you can't quite get out. So you're trying to get out of this maze that you've built, but a part of you knows how to get out because you built this maze. So I kind of feel like there's a lot of layers going on, but there's this overwhelming sense of feeling trapped, right? So know that maybe if you zoom out as far as needed, right, you'll be able to see why you've built these layers, these walls, this maze, why you've kept yourself in the center and kind of protected and disconnected, but at the same time alone, right? Like you kind of feel, I don't know, I'm kind of sensing you're just judging yourself a lot. And you're like, you know what? You don't deserve to connect. You don't deserve to follow your intuition. You don't deserve to feel good. Even if you have everything, you don't deserve that. instead, let's just pick on you. So I feel like you've been engaging in a lot of self-bullying right now. Because nearly every card is reversed except for the Judgment card, right? So Judgment is very active right now. I feel like that's kind of giving you some distortion. And then on the back, we have the Queen of Wands upright. So this to me is a very hopeful card. It's about using your charisma, your love of life, the enjoyment of life to just really step into gratitude, right? The Queen of Wands to me is about being able to use this fiery energy to transmute, to transform. This could also mean that maybe you're feeling fiery right now and it's going to have this kind of conflictive, right, energetic exchange with others because others could be meeting you not where you are, right? So even if you kind of get these bursts of energy of like, you know what, I can transform, I can do, others are maybe not on the same page, and maybe that's where the conflict is coming from, right? And maybe the conflict is something that you're attracting because you yourself are changing, and then others that are also changing are being drawn to you. So I kind of feel like there's this mini explosion of emotions. But meditating is really going to help you. I feel like your intuition knife, right? Like we picture it as a knife. It's being sharpened right now, right? It's kind of undergoing this, and you're learning to trust this tool again, right? Because I feel like you haven't been for some time. And on the back, I'm seeing the Six of Cups upright. So I feel like a lot of emotions and memories are coming up right now, and they're coming up to be healed, right? I feel like maybe that's why it's connected so much to the emotion, that Six of Cups energy. It's like, what emotions happened that suddenly memories are coming up, right? Like, what do you need to learn, take away? What do you need to integrate, right? Right now, I feel like it's a time of shadow work, right? Seeing what can be moved around in order for you to be better, to be okay. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to know today? Card that just fell out is Sandalphon, Angel of New Life. To me, this card is about new beginnings, right? And the thing about new beginnings is that there has to be endings of some sort. This could be anything from your thoughts, behaviors. It reminds me of the Judgment card, right? Maybe an ending of this self-judgment that you've been doing on yourself that maybe you haven't really been aware of, but is now kind of coming to light. Like, it's like we're fueling our own misery, right? And about finding our way out. Like, how do I stop being so miserable, right? How do I get going with my new life? And I feel like there's a lot of learning to be done, right? A lot of maybe looking to the past for some wisdom, looking to what you are doing right now to overcome this, to integrate this, how you can tend to yourself better. Hod, left leg submission, and Materiel, Angel of Rain. So to me, Materiel, Angel of Rain is about allowing things to fall as they may, right? I feel like maybe we've been trying to control things that are not for us to control. Like, we're not in control of everything, right? Like, we don't know what the weather's gonna be. We don't know when it's gonna rain. We don't know, like, we might know, right, with forecasts, but we don't control how much rain. We don't get to say, well, I'm going to the park today for a nice picnic. So I want it to be the perfect temperature, the perfect amount of sunshine, maybe a little bit cloudy. I'd like to look at some clouds. Like, we don't get to choose and dictate how everything in our life is gonna fall into place. So Hod, left leg submission, I feel like is about that surrender, right? Allowing for life to just fall into place and realize that we're not in control of everything. Allow for your new life to come forth. I feel like sometimes you want to control what this new life is even going to look like as well, right? But we don't really get to time out exactly when things fall into place. All we can do is just tend to the seeds that we've planted and then water them. Choose what we're watering, right? Maybe move away from watering the seeds that you're familiar with watering, like worry, despair, doubt, anxiety, all of these that maybe we're accustomed to watering for a sense of safety or just familiarity. Learn to water the seeds that you actually want to see grow, right? Self-trust, self-love, rejuvenation, transformation, joy, hope, faith, right? Just be mindful of what seeds you're watering and allow yourself to surrender to this moment, to what your needs are right now, to who you are right now. And in that way, I feel like you're going to be more attuned to the life that you are creating moment by moment, right? Because this new life isn't just going to come, bam, one day your life is different, everything's different. Your new life is being born in every single moment of your awareness, in the decisions that you make, in the choices of the thoughts that you choose to feed and circulate and cycle through in your mind. All right, so be very mindful of that. On the back, I'm seeing Uriel, Angel of Flame. To me, this card reminds me of that Queen of Wands energy, right? She's very much fiery and charismatic and attracts that and transforms this and moves this. Uriel is here to tell you, like, hey, transform, give to the fire that which you no longer want, right? Something that doesn't serve you anymore, things that have kept you trapped in this maze, go ahead and give it to me so we can make way for that which you actually deserve, which you actually want in your life, which you desire. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to know today? Card that just flipped over is the Clear the Path card. To me, this card is about literally clearing the path. Maybe clean your home, clean your room, throw things away that you've been meaning to throw away, or things that you've been meaning to donate. Go ahead and donate them, right? I feel like it's important to make sure that our environment is reflective of who we are inside. I feel like sometimes we can accumulate clutter because we have so many plans for this clutter, right? But sometimes we don't act on them, and then all of a sudden this clutter is existing in our space. And it's affecting our energy, it's affecting our flow, it's affecting how we engage with the space. And our space is a reflection of ourselves, of our home within our minds and in our bodies, right? So know that when you clear the path, you move things around, right? You're also shifting that which is within you. And that's kind of what we're doing right now. We're welcoming the shift. Call on your joy guides and pray. So definitely make time to meditate and to communicate with what feels good for you, to ask for help, right? Ask for that which is for your highest good to be attracted to you, to come, right? To manifest this, to allow you to be a magnet for that which is for your highest good, I feel like is a very powerful thing to pray for. And just taking some time to be with yourself in a quiet, solitudeful moment is important for our transformation, right? We quiet the mind down from our everyday worries, everyday stresses, the routines. Prayer, meditation is very powerful to just allow yourself to exist, right? Giving yourself permission to almost no longer even be a human being, right? Just allowing yourself to be presence itself, awareness itself, existence itself, and removing all the roles, all the costumes, this idea of who you are, who you've been, where you're going. I feel like meditation and prayer is kind of a space in the in-between of everything, right? It's like the space between two thoughts, the space between two letters, two words. It's the space where everything is coming from, right? This nothingness, right? So I feel like you can kind of use that to your advantage, right? Start to communicate with yourself, and that in itself is going to help you sharpen your intuition, because you're like removing everything, right? You're clearing the path from your mind so that which is actually for your highest good can be welcomed in, right? You want to make space for these energies, right? So we have to actively make space for them. And I feel like when we start to declutter our home, adjust things, throw things away, anything that you're looking at that doesn't make you happy, do something with it, right? But don't have it in your space anymore. Call on your joy guides. Make sure that you invite joy somehow, right? Maybe seek things out that make you laugh, or look at the silly conflicts, right? Like, look at the conflicts in your life in maybe a new perspective, kind of like a silly, like, wow, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe he did that. I can't believe I said that. Wow, okay. Kind of be open to the comedy of our lives, right? And when things don't go exactly to plan, kind of just like thank your joy guides, right? Maybe they're trying to get you to laugh a little bit. Maybe they're trying to get you to lighten up. And that way, I feel like when we lighten up and we can laugh, our vibrations immediately just get higher, right? Because we're no longer in this despair, stagnancy. We're moving our emotions, right, through our bodies. Something makes us laugh, it triggers something in our minds, and then it causes this physical reaction of ha ha ha, laughter, and we're moving energy, right? So I think like that's really important right now, this moving of energy as we step into our transformation. On the back, I'm seeing exercise your vibes, right? That movement of energy. Maybe work out, do some jumping jacks, do some jump rope, do some push-ups, do some yoga. Kind of sweat it out today. I feel like that's really gonna help you move this energy that's kind of been keeping you trapped. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm gonna thank you as well. Thank you. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.